When you look outside your window, you take a personal journey through space and memory, encountering versions of home that never quite sound and feel the same with every passing glance. I'm Ivan.
And I'm Derek.
And this is Windows,
an audio series where we sit with people observing the world from their homes. This series weaves together a tapestry of sounds and perspectives on cities that are always shifting. Here, we take a trip to South London, the Brixton area to be exact, where scientist and writer David Adebiyi describes the view from his window, mentioning the multiple meanings for community and mutual care on the estate, with a segue to his upbringing in Lagos, Nigeria.
I'm David, and I'm a Nigerian kid, born in Nigeria, and I grew up in London. I always feel like I exist in that space between both, where it never feels like I'm enough for either, but I exist between both. The world is a big place, but my world exists in and around South London, and I wouldn't trade that for anything, because again, it is the start and the end of the small world that makes my life. Well, I live in Brixton. So I actually live in Herne Hill, but I will fight to say that I live in Brixton. It's a South London thing, really. Like, growing up, it was always Brixton or Peckham, and I've always been in and around Brixton, so Clapham, Streatham, just on the edge and through and in the centre of Brixton. So you have the hair shops, you have the Asian market where I get my tofu from. You have the African markets where the Somalis own, and that's where my mom used to get her plantain. That's where I get my plantain. That's where I get all of the stuff that I need to make, either akara or jollof rice. All of those are still here, but everything is slowly changing. So I'm from Brixton, I live in Herne Hill, and Herne Hill would like to fashion itself after Dulwich, but it is Brixton through and through, no matter how bougie it wants to be. There's a Gales at the bottom of Herne Hill now, and we can't have that. I live in a nice flat at the top of Herne Hill, and I've lived here now for 3 years. It's me and two others in a warm, spacious space. There is sort of comfort on the very walls of the place that I live. When I'm sat on my balcony, because we live at the top of a hill, I can see a lot of London, a lot of the, like, towards the northwest. So I can see Battersea from my balcony. I can see and outside of my windows, there are just really tall trees. These trees are often shaking and shifting in the wind with all the sound of riffling and rustling of leaves. So the first thing I see, or the thing that I always see outside my windows, is this big oak tree and the really massive hedges that sit in the middle of the courtyard where I live. And they make the world of noise, both in the bright hours of the day, and they don't make that much noise at night, though. I don't know, it's like the leaves themselves have gone to sleep to usher in the night. So, when I wake up, I usually open my blinds to let light in. Sometimes I don't do that in my room. I come to the living room because the living room is where the morning or the preparation for the morning starts for me. So I will wake up, walk out of my room, wash my face in the morning in the bathroom, and then come to the living room, lay out my mat, and open the blinds so that some light rushes in. And there is bright, warm light that pours in from the windows of all of the rooms, really. And then start the day. So start my stretching. That takes about an hour or so. On a clear day, be it warm, be it a little bit nippy in the air, what you see is just people enjoying the shared courtyard. What I really love is that you can have people walking on the grass with their feet without their shoes, doing yoga, reading, resting. On really warm days, you have people having barbecues because we've got a couple of shared barbecue equipment, so anyone in the courtyard can make their way down and use it. And more than anything, it's on the ground floor of the block where I live, there's this Brazilian family, and they are always having a wonderful time. It's like they're always using the barbecue for birthdays, for celebrations, to cook up a storm of meats and food that invites you in, and they always ask you to join, even when you're not feeling it. I don't join more times than I'd like to, but I love how warm and inviting they are, and I love how shared and collective the space of the courtyard is. We're in block 2, and in block 6, where I used to live, I can see the flat where I used to stay in the apartment, and then above that, this couple who, sometimes they tend to a really lovely garden on their balcony. Unlike my side of the court, the flats on the other side, the blocks on the other side, get so much light that it is almost jealousy making. That used to be my window. They didn't steal. I gave it up to sort of traipse across the court, and I love this home. I like it better, but I miss the especially what it is at the time of like sunset, where you get that lovely golden light that sort of streaks across the sky. That's when the jealousy sort of comes up a little bit more. But you get the sun, you get, and we get a lot of light here as well. Yeah, there's a lot of moving around the courtyard. It's like a musical chairs of homes, where maybe the chair of a home you're in doesn't fit quite right. And you constantly shift until we find the right home for you. And this is currently the right home for me and my flatmates. You know what I love about South London? And what I love about a lot of London is just the tower blocks. Because I grew up on a council estate. I grew up in New Park, and that feeling of making your way up the echoey stairwell of a council estate, nothing comes close to it. Like playing runouts, playing hide and seek, all of that. I loved runouts on New Park estate because we had this like lovely little
it's not really a skate park, it's like a concrete, like a concrete park, basically. And it make for the little rises and dips where you could almost try to like juke someone when you're running away from them so that they don't catch you. When you're playing homie or whatever, the home base would usually be on the other side of it, and you got the people who are trying to tag you before you get to home base, and it's you had to like duck them out before they catch you. And that's my memory of my childhood, is a lot of New Park Estate and all of the friends and the people who I grew up with, where as someone comes into the estate, because of how an estate looks out onto itself, everyone from every balcony, every family can have this shared care for all of the kids on the estate. So my parents would keep an eye out for my friends and their friends' kids, and similarly for my friends' parents, they would look out for us. And as someone's coming into the estate who perhaps is a stranger to the estate, you sort of have this feeling of being watched, not in like a panoptic view, but more in this, okay, there is a stranger here and people are trying to suss you out. And if you are someone safe, someone who not only belongs, but aren't here to take advantage of the people in the estate, yo, it's a warm welcome thing. But if you're not, that feeling of being watched, that feeling of being apart from the people, the small community that exists there, sort of oppresses you a little. And I feel a lot of the feeling of being unwelcome that people sometimes feel South London is because of being apart from the small communities that exist in and around, say, Brixton, Streatham, and I guess all across South London as I know it. What's really wonderful about it is these are sturdy walls. These are sturdy structures. And I feel like a fetishization of the brutalism of the architecture misses the security of those spaces. And hey, those stairwells, they like, the, even though the buzzer doors never work, like growing up in those stairwells where as you're sitting with your friends, the sound of your conversation echoes throughout. Nah, I would not change that for anything. So I grew up in Lagos in Nigeria, and I don't know what it is. I've always grown up in like these courtyard estates. So in the estate we grew up in Itire, there was this, it's like a compound, it was a shared compound. And I remember my family's home a little bit, and in each of the different homes around that compound, we used to call them the big mummies. So the aunties and the grandmothers who sort of would hold court, and they were the matriarchs and the matrons of the compound, where nothing could happen in that compound without their sign off or their say so. And yeah, because I'd be anything between the age of say 4 and 7, running afoul of maybe mummy number 2 or something, and running back to my mom so that she could shield me from the wrath of this big mummy that I've either displeased in some way or the other. So here where I live now, I think there's less of a feel. There is that almost, sometimes living in a place you can feel this oppressive, like panoptical view of where everyone can see what you're doing and you can similarly watch everyone else. But I feel like here, there's less everyone being in others, each other's business, and more everyone's business spilling into the shared space, where you'd have a party that is a little too loud, that runs a little too long, and because of how the sound floods and spills into the shared space, it can't but disturb the lives of the other people in the community. And so it takes people actively going, not to shut down this disruption, but to make known the fact that it is a disruption into the rest, the sleep, and the lives of other people, so that you're made aware that if you're not sure or if you're not careful, your business is known by everyone around you. And that can be a problem when you live in spaces where you can watch others and others can watch you. Living in London, it can be difficult to find community. It can be difficult to be aware of your neighbors, of the lives of your neighbors, and even aware of who your neighbors are. That is not the case here. Here, because of that feeling of community, we have a tenants union where everyone advocates for each other in a way that not one person is facing the landlord alone. That feeling of collective action is really stuck. To go through to pointers, you'd always just see this slow change, this slow shifting of what Brixton looks like, what it feels like, how vibrant the market is, the loss of the arches themselves, these places that my mom would take me to when I was younger, that I would go on my own when I got a little older, and how everything changes just a little bit. And the inevitability of it, how in the same way that time marches, it feels like that change comes, and as much as we all fight it, every citizen of South London, every citizen of Brixton, every member tries to eke out that little space that is the site of community and defend it from the excesses of gentrification, it still pushes everyone out in this sort of slow concentric ring from the center. And it is not impossible to fight, it is just really, really difficult.
That was David speaking, and Ivan and I would like to extend a big thank you to him for opening up his home.
It was created by me, Ivan Davwan.
And me, Derek Omar, with cover art by Effie Jordan.
The series is powered by Transmission Roundhouse. If you enjoyed this episode, do leave a rating, review, or both.
In the final episode of Windows, we journey to Hong Kong with Nicholas Wong.